The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. If your energy level and health are not where they should be, tune into Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Our program will showcase experts from the field of energy medicine, and most importantly, we'll show you how to repattern and optimize your energy flow for optimal health and wellness. Now, here is Dr. Ann Deatley.
Hi, you have tuned in to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley, the Radiant Energy Doctor. And today's topic is whole health easily and effectively. Whole health leads to true inner peace, harmony, and healing with peak performance in all areas of life. A proven program, Transformative Holistic Reintegration, or TWR, also known as whole health easily and effectively, enables you to release life's resistances, pains, and traumas, and to install positive thoughts and feelings to replace what you released. Holistic healing addresses body, emotions, relationships, and spirit for achieving the fullest and most productive life possible. TWR combines elements of eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, or EMDR, and emotional freedom techniques, or EFT. TWR is easily learned, yet rapidly and deeply effective for clearing all forms of stress, pains, low self-esteem, cravings, and for developing peak performance. Even PTSD in the collective consciousness of humanity can be released. This unique approach to whole health is an innovative way to radiant living. For more information, you can visit http://paintap.com. That's paintap.com. I am so honored to have this very special guest tonight, Daniel J. Benor, MD. He also has other initials that he probably should share with us, ABIHM. He is a holistic psychotherapist teaching innovative self-healing methods for releasing pain, stress, and distress. He blends in his teaching elements from intuitive and personal spiritual awareness in the TWR. Dr. Benor has taught these holistic methods for 40 years. Dr. Benor is the author of 7 Minutes to Natural Pain Release and many books and articles on holistic healing. He's the editor of the open-access, peer-reviewed International Journal of Healing and Caring and moderator of www.holistichealingresearch.com, and holistic is spelled with a W here, a major holistic healing website. Dr. Benor is a founding diplomat of the American Board of Integrative Holistic Medicine, founder and past coordinator for the UK Council for Healing, and advisor to several alternative medicine journals, plus the advisory council of the Association for Comprehensive Energy Psychology, EFT, and the advisory board of the UK Research Council for Complementary Medicine. Welcome, Dan.
Thank you very much, Anne. It's an honor to be here.
Well, we are so honored to have you here, especially because we don't we have talked to several MDs. I shouldn't say that. But, I mean, it's just so wonderful to be able to talk to people from traditional medicine with some of our complementary medicine. So I just honor you and applaud you for being open to new ways. And so we're going to have a very interesting discussion today of this program that you've developed. Very exciting. So let's start with the fact that you were a psychiatric psychotherapist working on a holistic approach to health. So can you share with us the journey from conventional medicine to alternative medicine?
I went to medical school, and knowing that I was going to go into psychiatry, and in those days, psychiatry was entirely psychotherapy. Mm-hmm. Over the years, I was very distressed as psychiatry focused more and more on medications rather than on the interaction with people that I had trained in many different ways to develop. I found in my training that there was no one way to help everybody. So leaving my basic psychoanalytic training, I went into behavior modification and family therapy, transactional analysis, gestalt therapy, hypnotherapy, and bunches of other approaches. But I was very skeptical about energy medicine type healing until in 1980, I observed a healer bringing about a change, a physical change that was medically impossible. It was just a little lump under a young man's nipple that shrank in a period of half an hour. And it was painful when he started receiving the treatment. And at the end, it was no longer tender or painful.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a cure for my skepticism as well as for his healing, for his lump.
Wow. That's amazing.
And so, then I continued very frustrated because not only had the focus shifted, mm-hmm. but the time frames shifted. I used to have 50 minutes once or twice a week helping people paid by insurance in psychotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was last practicing in New Jersey in 2005, I had only 15 to 20 minutes once a month.
Wow.
And needless to say, I was a stressed bunny. And I sought rapid and deep ways of helping people so that I could still be able to practice a little bit of psychotherapy in my limited time with people. And the first thing I found was EMDR, which is a stimulation of the right and left sides of the brain by moving the eyes to the right and the left, back and forth. With children, people will sometimes have them tap on the right and the left side of the body. And this worked wonderfully well in my office, but I wasn't supposed to send people home to do this because they could get very heavy emotional releases
mm-hmm.
that could potentially be re-traumatizing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques. And I was so happy because EFT is safe to use at home.
Mm-hmm.
And people could do it whenever they needed it. But people started coming back to me saying it doesn't work. And I was really puzzled. And it turned out on closer investigation that many of the people who came to me had severe trauma or they had panic disorders and they were looking for medications from the psychiatrist and not really expecting anything by way of psychotherapy. And even though it worked in the office, when they went home and they had a panic attack or they got triggered into their post-traumatic stress issues, they couldn't remember how to do the EFT.
Mm.
And the children that I was helping would often complain that they got teased or bullied in school when they were doing something that looked strange to the other children.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in Toronto at a conference, an energy psychology conference, and Asha Clinton, a very dear colleague, looked at me and she said, you know, you don't need all of those different EFT points. If you just use the two eyebrow points, most people will do as well. And she started tapping on the points to illustrate what she was talking about. And as she was doing that, I looked at her and I said to myself, you're talking about EFT, but this is at the same time EMDR, because it's a tapping on the right and the left side of the face. And I went back to my office and I started having my clients do this. And they found it really easy to do, easy to remember, and it worked quickly and deeply. And that's how this approach was born. Initially, I called it WHEE, W-H-E-E, Whole Health, Easily and Effectively. But along came the game, the TV game, WHEE.
Oh.
And people started seeing it as rather a frivolous name. So that's why I'm rebranding it now as TWR, Transformative Holistic Reintegration.
So the eyebrow points are on the inside of the eye or the outside of the eyebrow?
Most of the time, Anne, when people ask these questions, my answer is yes.
Okay.
Because it really doesn't matter where you tap. You don't need to tap on any points. You can tap on your arms, on your biceps, with your arms folded. We call that a butterfly hug. If you're sitting down, you could tap on your lap, right and left, back and forth. If you want a discreet way to do it, you could be tapping with your feet on the floor, or you could be tightening the toes on the right and then on the left side, back and forth. And if you're not barefoot or wearing sandals, then no one will know that you're doing it. And at the same time, while you're tapping, you recite the focusing affirmation from EFT, which would be something to the effect of, even though I feel, and you name the feelings, when I think about or when I remember, and then you recite a counteracting affirmation, such as, I love and accept myself wholly and completely. But it doesn't have to be the affirmation that I'm suggesting. Some people prefer to say, I am one with nature, or there was a teenager who said, oh yeah, Dad, I'm going to say I love and accept myself in front of my friends. Oh yeah. And I said to him, well, what feels good to you? And he said, well, I remember I was blissed out at the rock concert last Saturday. I took a deep breath and I said, blissed out on what? And he reassured me it wasn't drugs, but the music. And I asked him, could he remember how good he felt? He said, oh, yeah, it was marvelous. And so his positive was, I remember how wonderful the music was at the rock concert. And so he would say, even though I'm afraid of taking this math exam, I still remember how wonderful I felt at the rock concert while he was tapping. And if he was as he was tapping with his feet, he could even do it during the exam. It wouldn't disturb his writing.
Wow. Interesting. Wow. So your approach now is completely to use this technique with your psychiatric patients or any psychiatric disorders?
I am now living in Canada where I'm practicing as a holistic psychotherapist. In Ontario, until now, psychotherapy has been unregulated. They're on the way to regulating it, but what I've developed is so easy to do that people will come to me, and often they don't need more than one or two sessions, even when they've had pains that have lasted for weeks or months or even years.
Interesting. So how do you think it works, actually?
That's the $64,000 question. The honest truth is that no one knows yet.
Yeah.
And there are now brain scans that have been done in people doing EMDR. And I'm in the midst of a study with people who have chronic pain, and we're doing brain scans to see if we can identify some of what happens. But my understanding of it is that when we get upset, has children, we tend to bury the bad feelings and the bad memories outside our conscious awareness so that we won't suffer, because we don't have other resources as a child to deal with our memories.
Mm-hmm.
The right side of the brain is more engaged with feelings. And my experience has been that the right side of the brain seems to be where emotional memory is stored. The left side of the brain is more conscious, and that's the logical reasoning side. And that's the side that often decides, I'd really not want to remember this distressing experience that I had. And the right brain cooperates and says, okay, let's hide it. Let's pretend that it never happened. And so it's buried deep inside us. And my understanding is it's buried somewhere in the right brain and in the body.
Mm.
The body participates in memory. And when we start tapping on the right and the left side of the body, as we're focused on the issue that bothers us, whatever it is that's behind the issue gets released. Because as adults, we have many more resources now, and so we can stop having to hide the buried memories, and we can release them and not be afraid of them anymore.
And really, it's the memory, it's the energy that's the memory. So we're really releasing energy.
Yes.
When we're tapping.
Yes. And I believe that consciousness is energy.
Mm.
So, you know, we're just talking different language to describe the same thing.
Right. Yeah. I think it's, yeah, this is very interesting. So we're going to have to break in a minute or two. But I just want to encourage anybody that has pain at this moment to call in. The number, during the commercial, they will advertise the number. Please call in so you can have we can have a session live with Dr. Benour. So just one more question before we break. What or how is this received by your colleagues, your psychiatric or psychiatry colleagues?
Well, most of my colleagues are younger than me and trained in programs that focused almost exclusively on medications, where psychotherapy was an elective. And many of them couldn't see the relevance of the psychotherapy to prescribing. So they didn't even bother taking the course.
Oh, wow.
So I really have very little that I can discuss with them, because I'm dealing with a person who has the symptoms, and they are addressing the symptoms with medication.
Mm. That's a very interesting distinction.
And I've discovered from my clients, who have become my best teachers, that pain, as an example of an issue in life that people like to feel, you know, they want to get rid of, when we dialogue with the pain instead of using painkillers, we learn what it is that our inner self is in pain about. And then the pain often will dissipate very quickly.
Wow, that's listening to the body. The body, the pain actually is representing some communication with you, so you recognize that you need to do something about it. But that's really interesting that you'll understand why, or the cause of the pain.
Yes, pain is a messenger.
Pain is the messenger, and it's usually an emotional issue, right? I mean, we kind of alluded to that earlier, so just clarify that.
Oftentimes, it is a trauma that has memories and emotions locked in, so that people, again, they have either buried it or they're still traumatized by it, and it keeps getting triggered and scaring them or making them upset or sad or angry. When they do the tapping, the memories and the feelings are released.
Right. And a lot of things happen later in life will trigger those buried memories or emotions or traumas.
Yes, and when we do the tapping, I often encourage people to bundle the current issues that are triggering them with the memories that traumatize them. Mm. And when they tap on both of them in the same round of tapping, they clear better than when you tap on either alone.
Beautiful. Okay, we're going to break for a commercial, and we'll be right back.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
Why do people behave the way they do? The study of human behavior is one of the most interesting facets of life. Human behavior gets played out in a limitless number of ways. Now, there's a radio program that explains the why and the how of what we do. Human Behavior, What a Trip, is hosted by Dr. Jonathan Brouwer and will include interesting guests as well as call interaction from people like you. Let's have fun with this together. Listen every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you're looking for answers and solutions, you don't have to look to expensive treatments, consultations, and methods. All you have to do is listen to your connections. Every week, the Dr. Melanie Show will teach you how to do just that. Dr. Melanie Barton will share her gifts and talents and teach you to do the same. And in doing so, find the solutions to the issues in your life that you truly need. You'll learn about holistic and practical health in six key areas. Discover the Dr. Melanie Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
You are back with Dr. Ann Dietley, the Radiant Energy Doctor and Energy Medicine and Optimal Health. And we are talking to Dr. Daniel Minar, who developed this program called Transformative Holistic Reintegration. And I encourage you, anybody that has pain right now, it would be wonderful to demonstrate and release the pain. So if you call 866-472-5792. Okay, so Dan, tell us a little bit about this transformative holistic reintegration. I think we've already sort of talked about it. So how did you develop it? I know you went to that conference and you talked to that woman. But anyway, so tell us a little bit more about it.
And it was the pain that impressed me the most. And I discovered that what I had learned in medical school was really inaccurate in terms of helping people get to the roots of what was paining them. In medical school, I was taught to use painkillers to help people eradicate their pain. My clients taught me that if we listened to what the inner self wanted the person to know about their life, then the pain would dissipate. Many times it would dissipate right down to zero. If it didn't go all the way to zero, from 10 being the worst, mm-hmm. and zero being not at all, then we could also continue to work on it through tapping on the body, right and left, mm-hmm. while focusing on the pain. But I could give you an example from a conference where a volunteer came up. And she had a fracture of her wrist 8 weeks earlier. And in front of about 100 people, she was willing to explore what her pain might be saying. And my experience had been that even in public settings like this, or on the radio, or on television, when people talk with the pain, the pain will diminish very rapidly. So I asked her, what do you think your pain might be saying? And she described how she had been, suffering with the pain for 7 weeks, and no one had ever asked her these kinds of questions. They just gave her pain medicines. And she had her hand in a cast for the 7 weeks, and the pain was a level 8 pain the whole time. And they took off the cast, and the pain continued. And then we started her dialoguing with it, and she said, well, I really think I need to stop lending a hand to everybody and anybody.
Ooh.
Wow. And I thought, what a wonderful body metaphor, for her unconscious to use. And I was sure the pain would decrease because she had this insight. But it turned out that the pain stayed at a level 8. And so I then asked the second question. I asked, what do you think your body would like you to do differently in your life? And she thought a moment. She said, well, I really should take more time for myself and stop, helping all and sundry. And I thought, okay, she's getting there. Mm-hmm. But the pain didn't decrease.
Ooh.
And then I said, well, okay, here's the harder question. What will you promise faithfully that you are going to do in response to what your body is asking you to do? And she thought a moment. She said, well, I'm sure that my husband and my teenage kids could really fix their own sandwiches in the morning.
Oh.
and I could have 20 more minutes for me. And I said, oh, now surely the pain's going to go down. But it didn't.
Oh, no.
And I've learned when that happens that I have to advocate for the pain. And I asked her, have you ever said this before? She said, she looked at me sheepishly and she said, yeah. I've said it a number of times. I said, well, my experience has been that if you're serious, this pain is going to respond. But if your pain doesn't believe you, then it's going to persist until you convince the pain that you really mean it. So I said, how about making a promise when you're going to start? She said, okay, tomorrow morning we have a new program in the house. And I asked her what her pain level was, and it was down to a 3.
Wow.
And then she was willing to go ahead to work on the rest of the pain with tapping, and pretty soon it was down to 0.
Mm.
Now, when the pain gets down to 0, many people will feel that they've done their job. But what I discovered from EMDR is that it's even better if we install positives to replace the negatives that people have released. Then the negatives are much less likely to return.
So it's like a space. You create a void when you tap.
Right.
And so then you fill up that void with something different.
Right.
So it can't move back in.
Right. Exactly, yeah. And so, as an example, if someone had a fear of heights and they tapped and they released their fear of heights, then they could tap and say, I can look down from any height and feel comfortable. And they might believe that about at a level of 2 out of 10, where 10 is they really believe it, and 0, not at all. And so they'll tap and they'll say, I can look down from any height, etc., and feel comfortable. And then they add, and I love and accept myself wholly and completely. And that strengthens their positive statement, just like it weakened the negative one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this brings us to another principle. You asked how it works, and the affirmation is a big part of it. And we know from psychology, in the 1950s, they were doing systematic desensitization. by pairing positives with negatives, and the positives always cancel the negatives. And so...
That makes sense, because it would be a higher vibration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so this is a way that we can combine both the tapping, which helps, and the dialoguing with whatever's going on in the body. It doesn't have to be pain. It could be any illness that would have a message for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we've released the negatives, we can install positives.
Wow. That's really brilliant.
And the loveliest part of it is that once people know how to do this, they have a tool they can take with them for a lifetime.
You know, and that is so wonderful to hear you say that, because that's what I like about energy medicine. It's empowering to people.
Yes.
Because when you have to go to a doctor for medication, you totally give them your power, because you can't write that script or you can't get that medication without them. But if we can give them people tools to say, okay, when you feel like this, or when this happens, or this pain comes back, this is what you can do, and you don't have to come back to me. You have learned the tool.
Exactly. And I've come to feel myself much more a teacher, you know, than a therapist, actually. And I'm actually describing myself as a teacher for self-healing.
Oh, I love it. I love that. Okay, so we've talked about pain, but what about stress? I find that so many people that I see, they're so stressed out. You see the stress energy in them. I mean, so we see it a lot as a regular energy, you know. So we test polarities of different energies, because the energy will only flow if it's going from north to south or south to north or whatever. And so I see a lot of irregular energy, sort of like reverse polarity or frozen polarity. So it's like the either the point or the muscle or something has become irregular, so the energy can't flow right. And
well, my experience is that the body participates with the emotions, and oftentimes there are fears that are frozen in parts of the body. And for me, that is one of the explanations, along with the energy explanation, for how the energy flows get blocked.
Mm-hmm.
When I talk about the holistic healing with a W, I really do believe that we are a unity of body, emotions, mind, relationships with other people, relationships with the environment, and spirit. So that if any aspect of our life is out of alignment or is blocked, or if we are traumatized, then, as you said, Anne, there isn't the proper flow of energy within us. And then we end up with illness, or we end up with a stress that becomes locked into our life. I find that if people tap on the affirmation, even though I am afraid about losing my job, or even though I'm afraid we're not going to make ends meet at the end of this month, or even though I'm afraid to speak up, you know, because in first grade, you know, I was shamed by the teacher, and ever since then, I've been afraid to talk in public. You know, it can be any of an infinity of reasons. Anything at all can be released if a person is ready to release it. But sometimes a person finds that holding on to a symptom like pain may actually help them. And so to take away the symptom if they're not ready is really not doing them a favor, until you've found what is the symptom doing that might be helpful to them. And we discover this if the pain is not decreasing, or the other symptoms are not decreasing, then we can pause and say, you know, let's assume that your symptoms are really wanting to help you. Your unconscious mind is using these symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And so pain might be used as a way of asking people to help. Mm-hmm. Or it might be used as a way to not have to do certain things. And then we have to work on the fear of doing those things or anxiety about doing those things mm-hmm. before the pain will release.
Right. So we really have to get to the core issue.
Yes.
So we can go layers above it, but we can't really release the stress, the fear, the pain, unless we get to the core.
Right. And sometimes the core is right there up front, like it was with this woman with her hand.
Yeah.
And other times we have to go into what I call psychoarchaeology and go, you know, digging around to find out what is behind the emotional issue or the pain or whatever it is. And I've been just so pleased that I can help people now much more quickly than when I was taught initially as a psychiatrist doing psychotherapy. Not only that, but what I teach is so easy that I teach children, and sometimes I'm teaching over Skype or I'm teaching over the phone. And sometimes they learn it just from coming to my website and picking it up because it's available free on my website, you know, as the methodology. I get notes of thank you, not just from the people who learned it from me, but from people that they've gone ahead and taught because it is so easy.
Wow. That's really wonderful. Yeah. Beautiful. So we can get rid of stress. That was my original question.
Absolutely.
By using this technique, yeah.
Absolutely. Now, name a stress and give an example of any sort, and you know, I could address how I might approach it with a person.
Okay, so one of my stresses is I don't feel like I have enough time to do everything that I have committed to. I'm very big in overcommitment. But you know what? Let's break for a commercial, and then we can come right back.
Real Life Solutions, Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you figured out what's not working in your sex life? Could you use a little help? Join your host, Tamaran, for Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Tamaran has had both highs and lows in her sex life. She uses her experiences to teach you some basic techniques on how to create more fun, intimacy, and pleasure. Her guests also come from the sexual health and wellness industry. And together, Tamaran and her guests will help you get the sex life you've always longed for. Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Airs live every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Every weekend, take some time out of your schedule for New Reflections featuring Dr. Adam Rubenstein. It's a show about all things aesthetic, from skincare to plastic surgery, health and beauty. You'll learn about the aesthetic products and procedures to embrace or avoid. Each show will feature live, virtual, interactive consultations that you'll be able to follow along with and featured guests from the world of beauty and aesthetics. Listen Saturdays at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific, for New Reflections with Dr. Adam Rubenstein on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
You are back with Energy Medicine and Optimal Health, and we are talking to Dr. Daniel Benor, who has developed a program called Transformative Holistic Reintegration. And I just want to let you know that you can find out more information if you go to www.paintap.com, and that may be actually http://paintap.com. And you can learn more about me and what I do at www.energizeforjoy.com. And I welcome anybody that calls in especially if they have pain, 866-472-5792. Meanwhile, we'll work on my issue with time.
Okay, Anne. So when did this first start?
I think maybe 20 years ago or 25 years ago.
Do you remember what was going on when it started?
I think I was a new parent, and I was working as an assistant professor at Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York, and we were living in New Jersey and driving into New York every day, and it took a long time depending on how much traffic, but there usually was traffic, and it was stress, and I only knew that I could work the daycare hours. So we were bringing my children in, and we were just like, on your mark, get set, go. You know, basically we dropped them off, and then we were like rushing. I think that's when it started.
Okay. And we often find that symptoms like that or habits like that start in at a time of stress, when we're really pushed to manage to deal with whatever it is. So what is it like today? What is your experience like when you're finding yourself not having enough time?
I find myself not breathing deeply.
Right.
So like shallow breathing, and I get sort of tense in the chest area. But I just keep, and like I don't want to stop. I don't even take water, you know, that kind of thing. I just like, just keep going, keep going, keep going. And it's like I'm pushing myself. I push myself.
Okay. And on a scale of 0 to 10, when you think of the worst experience you've ever had with feeling that way, how strong is that experience in your memory?
Oh, it's like 9 or 10. Yeah, we could go to 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you describe that worst experience?
Oh, just the Oh, that's hard. Okay. So it's just panic. I think it's close to panic. The feeling like, oh my gosh, I have to do all of this in this period of time, and I don't have enough time. I don't have enough time. I can't think clearly. I need to step back. I need to think clearly, but I can't think clearly because I know now what's happening to your blood and your oxygen leaving your brain, so you can't really think. So you're pushing harder, and you can't, and you're not clear. You're very foggy.
Right.
Very foggy.
And then so you really have sort of lumped all your memories into one pot of panic.
Yeah.
And it's a level 10 when you think about it.
Yes.
So are your hands free so that you could tap on your arms with your arms crossed?
Yes.
So if you alternate tapping on the right and left arm with your hand, your right hand on the left hand on the right arm.
Okay.
And you just go back and forth.
Okay.
And then repeat after me, even though I feel.
Even though I feel.
And describe the feelings of the panic.
Okay. Even though I feel. I can't put it into words. Even though I feel so a deep pressure to perform maybe just leave it like that.
Okay, and is there the opposite, the fear of failing?
Yes, the fear of not getting it done. Yeah, fear of failing, yes.
Can you describe that part of it?
I'm not living up to my standard. I'm not producing at a high quality. I'm not doing very well. I'm just, I'm not proud of this performance.
And you're still tapping as you're talking here, right?
Yep.
and then add, if you're comfortable saying it, but I love and accept myself.
But I love and accept myself. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. I love and accept myself. Sorry.
Go ahead. I love and accept myself.
I love and accept myself.
Wholly and completely.
Wholly and completely.
And then take a nice deep breath. And then pause with the tapping and ask yourself, how strong is this feeling now?
Mm. It's much reduced.
Right?
Like 3.
Wow.
Yeah.
You are a really sensitive person. Seriously, Anne, from a 10 to a 3 is really, really good. You know, and that really speaks to your sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
The bad news, though, is that you're sensitive.
Yeah.
And that it's easy for you to get stressed.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you have a tool that you can go on using, and you can repeat this on your own, and you can reduce it down to a 0. When you get to a 0, then you need to come up with a positive replacement statement. Okay. And how might you say a positive that you'd like to keep hold of in your awareness instead of the negativity that you let go of?
I can slow down. I can take slow, deep breaths, and I can think clearly.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Lovely. How strongly do you believe that?
Very strongly.
Like what number?
Oh, 9.
Okay. I encourage you, when you're installing the positive, to push it beyond a 10.
Okay.
Because many times people underestimate how good they could feel.
Okay.
Wonderful, Anne. This is really terrific. You know, something that might be of interest to you and your listeners, if you have not come across this, is a book called The Highly Sensitive Person by Elaine Aron, A-R-O-N. I find that many of the people who come to me are sensitive like you.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't understood that they need to make space for themselves to treat themselves better than the business world or their family or someone else, you know, who's in charge is expecting of them.
Mm.
And being the sensitive people that you are, or I should say we are, because I found myself to be that too,
mm-hmm.
When we're stressed, we really respond strongly to the stress, more strongly possibly than the average person.
Oh, I see. Wow. Interesting. Wow. Well, you know, I think the sensitivity actually has helped me in connecting to the energy. And
yes.
And with the work that when I connect to other people's energies, I can really feel, I really can sense them, their energy body, what's going on, and
yes.
How the energy changes.
Yes.
During a session.
Yes.
So I think I'd rather have that sensitivity, but now that I know how to deal with it, it's even better.
Absolutely. And,
yeah.
And that sensitivity very commonly opens into the energy awareness in sensitive people. They are more likely to be open to it than the average person.
Mm.
So you're really, on the whole, far better off once you know how to deal with it.
Exactly.
Being the sensitive person that you are.
Wow. Okay, so let's see. So maybe we could talk about some other examples of people that have been transformed using
sure.
this technique. Yeah.
Death. Death is a subject that's really touchy
mm-hmm.
in our society.
Mm-hmm.
And fear of death in people who are ill is common, and family members may be afraid. And yet, we're all going to die at some point. So it's really a fear of something that's inevitable. And this is something that really is worth working on. People who have cancer, as an example, may start out using the TWR for pain or for the side effects of their medication or chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
But then they find that it also helps them be calm when they're sitting in the waiting room waiting for the chemotherapy. And then they also find that it helps them be calm when they're thinking about, oh my goodness, what's going to happen to me? And they can also, once they know how to use it, they can teach other members in their family how to use it. And once they start doing this together, people in a family find themselves much closer with each other because they don't go tippy-toeing around a subject like, you know, serious illness.
Mm-hmm.
And avoid talking about it because they're afraid.
Yeah. It's more out in the open, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Worries are another thing. Worry about doing well on an exam is very common. 10 to 20% of students have it at one time or another. And some actually are so paralyzed by it that they have to drop their studies.
Mm.
And we did some research in college students showing that this is highly effective and that they can let go of their fear of exams and fear of failing very, very quickly. There are other kinds of symptoms that will clear, including allergies, insomnia, where you know people be lying there fretting over not falling asleep, mm-hmm. and annoyed at themselves for not falling asleep, and so by working on whatever it is that's bothering them, then they can fall asleep.
Mm. That's an energy thing too. Yeah, insomnia.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, they just can't relax.
Yes. And I've known teachers who learned this, and they taught their children in class, and then the whole class did it, and they were calmer. And then the children knew what to do if they got upset.
Mm.
So many times little things can upset a child,
mm-hmm.
and then they don't need to bury it, you know, and end up carrying all that stuff with them.
For their lifetime.
Exactly, yes.
So in the moment, they can deal with it.
Exactly.
Oh, I love that. Is there anything, we have like 2 minutes left. Is there anything you would like to leave the listeners with? And we didn't really talk about your book. You have this wonderful book, which is, let's see if I can find it real quickly, Seven Minutes to Natural Pain Release.
The book describes in detail how to release emotional and physical pains.
Mm.
It's written for anyone you know, who can read the book to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And on my website, I have all sorts of examples, and people have written in sharing where it helped, like with fear of going to the dentist, or various pains like frozen shoulder. I have a YouTube of a man who had a frozen shoulder for some 4 years,
mm-hmm.
and in minutes he was able to release it.
Wow.
In the course of an hour, he was close to being free of pain.
Wow, beautiful.
People with migraines have found that they can let go of the migraine even when they don't have the migraine, when they talk with me, you know, which could be over the phone or on Skype,
mm-hmm.
As well as in person.
Mm-hmm.
And these people taught me that working on the memory of the pain works just as well as working on it when it's present.
Wow, beautiful. Okay, so thank you so much. We really I think everybody's going to be looking for your book and looking at your website to see how they can start taking care of their issues, their stress, their anxieties, their pains, their emotional traumas, and learning how to speak while you're tapping, what affirmations to use is, you know, really seems pretty simple. But so the website again is http://paintap.com. And you can learn more about what I do at www.energizeforjoy.com. And until next week, live radiantly.
You've been listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Please join us again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Thank you again for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.